Where have all the small businesses gone? Blame demographics. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. First, Republicans in the House are trying to repeal and replace Obamacare by their recess late this week. One key to that debate, whether the bill stops insurers from discriminating against people with pre-existing conditions like heart failure, diabetes, pregnancy. Under current law, insurers can't deny coverage to people who are already in treatment for something or charge them higher premiums. Marketplace's Mario Segarra is here live. Where are we with coverage for pre-existing conditions?
Well, President Trump has repeatedly said his healthcare overhaul would keep protections for people with pre-existing conditions. But this new proposal would allow states to get a waiver from federal rules that require insurance to provide this coverage to people with these conditions. Those states would have to create what's known as a high-risk pool. It would put the people with pre-existing conditions in a separate insurance category, which means they could end up paying more in premiums. These pools would be subsidized by the government. The Republicans who support this bill, like Speaker Paul Ryan, are saying it still guarantees insurance coverage for people with these conditions. He and other Republicans say their plan will make insurance premiums cheaper on the whole.
All right. And this Republican plan in the House is where on this Wednesday morning?
Some Republicans are supporting it, including the ones who didn't vote for the first attempt at an Obamacare overhaul. But there are others who say the pre-existing conditions part is a sticking point. The Republican Congressman Fred Upton from Michigan says he's opposed to the bill because it, quote, torpedoes these protections. And at least 21 House Republicans have said they won't vote for the bill or they're leaning against it. 22 more are still undecided, according to The Washington Post. Keep in mind, the GOP isn't going to get Democrats on board with this bill, so it can't lose that many Republicans.
All right. Marketplace's Mario Segarra, thank you. The U.S. is on the verge of losing many locally owned small businesses. Baby boomers are retiring. Boomers hold about 45% of the country's privately owned businesses that employ people, and the people born in the years after World War II are leaving. That's according to an analysis coming out today of census data by a nonprofit called Project Equity. KQED's Sam Harnett brings us the story of a scrappy company in Berkeley, California, pursuing an alternative.
There's some good sounds.
Old junk draws all kinds of people to reclaim trash company Urban Ore.
My name is Chicken John from the San Francisco Institute of Possibility.
Cool. And then I should refer to Chicken John, spelled just like a chicken and like John. J-O-H-N.
Pretty much. Chicken John Rinaldi, like others, comes to buy appliances, furniture, scrap metal. Urban Ore has diverted tons and tons of garbage from the dump. That's thanks to owners Dan Knapp and his wife Mary Lou Van Deventer. For 36 years, they found a way to turn a profit from garbage. And today, their three-acre warehouse in Berkeley is a real estate gold mine.
You know, we bought it at $3 million. It's worth three times that now.
Both our lawyer and our banker have advised us, sell the property, take the money. And we say, but, you know, we spent our lives building the business.
The couple says its employees are the only ones who know how to keep this business running. Max Wexler is the Ord's assistant manager, and he'd be excited to take over from the couple.
They're such valuable resources. So I'm standing on the shoulders of giants here.
Most people aren't aware that employee ownership is an option, that they've got a potential buyer right there under their nose.
Allison Lingane co-founded Project Equity, a nonprofit that helps employees buy out businesses like Urban Ore. She hopes other companies owned by baby boomers will follow its lead.
Are we going to sit back and let those businesses either quietly go away or be consolidated, bought by out-of-area buyers, and have wealth be more concentrated?
Project Equity gets a percentage of the sale for helping companies transfer the business to employees. Van Deventer says she actually can't wait to hand the business over.
When you've been in the business this long and you've seen so much flow past your eyes every single day, you lose your lust to own and possess.
Right now, Van Deventer and her husband are in the process of preparing to sell the business to their 38 employees. In Berkeley, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.
Yeah. You and I say we cook, but a lot of the food we eat is squeezed and stamped out by machines. This is a big week for the processed food industry to report quarterly results. Yesterday, Mondelez reported profits that beat expectations. Kraft Heinz and Kellogg will report today and tomorrow. Some of these packaged food makers have been trying to cope with some consumers spurning the big brands. Here's Marketplace's Annie Baxter.
Legacy food companies have a lot of competition. Smaller startups, food retailers own private label products.
And they're really competing with the fresh parts of the store as well, produce and meat, where there's much less question about what is this ingredient in my food.
That's Jim Hertel with the consulting firm Willard Bishop. He says retailers are increasingly giving more space to those fresh and prepared foods and less to packaged foods. Food companies are making plays to buy up some of the small organic and natural brands consumers seem to want. But according to consumer analyst Brittany Weissman at Edward Jones,
I think the problem is they're a very small amount of sales.
Weissman says there's another strategy gaining focus in the food industry, consolidation. The investment firm 3G Capital merged Kraft and Heinz with help from Berkshire Hathaway and reportedly seeks more targets. Weissman says companies like Mondelez and General Mills want to dodge a takeover.
And so they're cutting costs and hoping not to be that next target.
But she says more consolidation is likely. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
And cyclists, a company is about to launch bicycling goggles with a heads-up display, so you don't have to look down at your cycling computer navigation device or, yes, your text messages. EverySight is the company, a spin-off from the Israeli drone maker Elbit Systems. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.